Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show. Today, it's a super rainy, cold day in Scottsdale, Arizona, which doesn't happen very often. You know, it's like 45 and just been raining since I woke up this morning. And I know the rest of the country is like, 45? That's so warm. I wish I could have it. Well, not in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's not normal. But what today's episode is going to be about, it's going to be about different diets, fad diets that we go over. You know, you got the keto, the Atkins, all these different diets that people want to do, and just going over, do they work? Why do they work? And then does it fit your lifestyle? And I think this is very important because you'll see a lot of times on TV or I see on the internet, people pushing all these different fad diets. And right now the keto is super in, and it's because, you know, a lot of people are having great results with it, but a lot of people don't know what it is, why it works, and then why they should even do it. They just see somebody had great results, lost 30 pounds, and they're like, I'm gonna do it, and they don't even know what it is. So really just digging in on what these fad diets are and then just seeing if it fits for your lifestyle or what diet should you have for your everyday lifestyle. So really just going digging on all these fad diets, they all are very similar in the fact of most of them are low carb. You know, the majority of them are going to be a low carbohydrate diet where you're always in a deficit. But that's where I want you guys to see, it doesn't matter what diet it is. It doesn't matter if it's a high carb diet, if it's a low carb diet, high fat, whatever it is, you're going to lose weight if you burn more calories than you eat. You know, it's calories in versus calories out. And so many times we lose track of this. We know, oh, I need to go on such a restricted diet. No, as if you're burning 2,000 calories a day and you eat 1,800 calories a day, you're going to see a difference over time, you know, because you're just in a deficit and your body's going to make up for that. So I just wanted to preface this with that because you guys, a lot of times I hear from different people and even clients that, you know, oh, I need to restrict all this and I need to go onto this diet. And I just try to explain to them and try to be realistic with them that, you know, at the end of the day, it's calories in versus calories out. So going into the keto diet, what is the keto diet and why does it work? So the keto diet is a very low carbohydrate diet. So it's extremely low. It's under 30 carbohydrates a day. And for a lot of people, they don't even know what 30 carbohydrates a day would be. Let's go a banana. If you ate a banana, you would most likely be over your 30 grams, depending on the size of the banana. But you would be high on the sugar and you would get thrown out of ketosis if you eat too many carbohydrates. If you have two bananas, for example, they talk about. So how they test for ketosis is they actually have strips. They can pee on them or they can do blood and they can get checked to see if they're actually in ketosis. But it's a very high fat and high protein diet. And so what it really is you don't want to have many carbohydrates because your body uses carbohydrates as fuel. So if you restrict your body with carbohydrates, now your body has to find a new fuel to use. So if you're just eating fats, your body's going to turn to fat for the fuel. So even with the protein, it is a higher protein diet. It's actually not going super high because if you're even too high in the protein section, that can throw you out of ketosis. So that's super important to remember. A lot of people that do it, you have to be super strict. You know, you can't, this isn't a diet for the everyday person, you know, because even the everyday person who tells me on they're like, oh, I'm keto. And I'm like, no, you're not. Because if you actually look what they eat, they're not keto. They're just a low carb. They're not eating as many carbohydrates. They might keep it under 100, but they're not truly in ketosis. But for the couple people that I do know that are in ketosis, it works for them and it works for their lifestyle. And that's super important. They like it, they make it work, and they see results with it. And I'm like, that's awesome. That's perfect for you. And it fits you, you know, but I'm just saying to most people, the average person can't just eat fat and protein. You know, if you go out to eat with somebody, there's most likely going to be a carbohydrate. If you travel, you know, there's mostly going to be carbohydrates. There's not many just fat choices when you are traveling and on the road and on the go and being a parent and having to deal with kids. And so that's why I recommend that most people don't do ketosis, because it's such a strict diet and for some people it actually can take over their life because they have to make all these different choices and they feel guilty if they have these carbs. And then if you start adding carbs back in, it can have a negative effect on your body, with just like you're going to blow up because you have more water weight, and just it just the list goes on and on. So for the everyday person, I don't recommend that you guys do ketosis. And also, I'm not a big fan on restriction. So like the keto diet is restricting carbohydrates. And again, that's fine if it works for you. But for the average person, it's not going to. And when we find out that we can't have something, we usually want it even more. So if you're now going on this low carb diet to where you can only have 30 to, let's say you're not even in a keto diet, you're just going low carb and you're trying to keep it under 50 carbs a day. Well, now what the heck do you want all the time? You want the apple, you want the banana, you want some rice or anything that's carbohydrate because you can't have it. And so that's why I just tell people, you know, probably not the best idea to put yourself on a restriction when you just are trying to lose weight. Now, when it comes to the everyday person, I tell people I prefer that you guys do a decent protein diet. You guys need protein. So if you're going to be lifting, I recommend that you guys put a pound of protein or a gram of protein with each pound of body weight you have. And ideally it would be lean body mass, but for a lot of us, that's hard to get. So if you just do a pound or a gram per pound, sorry, I keep messing that up, of protein, you guys would be pretty good on keeping the protein you guys need or the muscle mass that you already have and gaining. But if you guys don't track it at all, I always just suggest that you get a minimum of 100 grams, especially for ladies. You know, even if you're 80, 90 pounds, I suggest that you try to get about 100 just so you guys are making sure you're getting enough protein in your day. And then my guys, trying to get minimum 100, but most of us are going to be weighing between 150, 200, 250. So we're going to be bigger guys. We're going to have more body mass, right? So I suggest mostly for males, especially if you're going to be working out, minimum 150 if you can't reach, you know, the 1 pound or 1 gram per pound. So that's my suggestion with guys. But how regular diets work in like kind of the bodybuilding diet, what they talk about is like if you're trying to build muscle, you're going to have, you know, 1 pound of or 1 gram, gosh, I keep messing that up. I'm so sorry, you guys. So 1 gram per pound of protein. Then you're going to do 25 to 30% of fats, and then the 50% would be with carbs. You know, the rest of the calories would be with carbs, which is great for some people as well. But in my opinion, does the average person or even a guy trying to lift, does he need 300-400 carbs if he's not used to it? And a lot of times it's no. So it's really just working with what you can have and what your body processes and what you like. For myself, I don't put any restrictions on myself. Just like I tell you guys, I don't think you should. I make sure that I have protein, carbs, and fats in every single meal, basically. There'll be every once in a while when I go to bed, I might do a lower carb diet just because I'm not that hungry for carbs. I just want to have some eggs, for example, that I'll do right before bed. But at the end of the day, again, it's just, do you burn more than you eat? And the food can be comprised of carbs, proteins, and fats, whatever you like. But as long as you guys are reaching your protein goals of trying to have that 100 grams minimum or your gram per pound, then you guys are probably going to maintain or even gain a little bit of body mass with the muscle if you guys are working out, and that's super important. But then this brings me into the next portion of, does it work for me? You know, for the average person, you're working, you have to have kids, you have to go on these trips, you're going to be hanging out with friends. You know, alcohol gets brought in, you get desserts get brought in. And so that's where these people who I'm on a diet, it shouldn't be so much a diet, it should be a lifestyle. When you guys are eating, it should be something that you guys can maintain the rest of your life. And for a lot of people, they put unrealistic expectations for themselves. And what I mean by that is I can't tell you how many times a day I get told, oh, I want abs. Oh, I want to be able to do these crazy workouts. I want to be able, and they're not even looking at where they're at. They don't look at the starting point. And I'm like, that's great. They're like, you need to have a goal, right? Yes, we need to have a goal. We want to work towards it. But with that said, you got to be realistic of, okay, is the juice worth the squeeze? And what I mean by that is it willing, are you willing for the abs to give up the social life of going out and grabbing drinks with a buddy? Are you okay with maybe not grabbing dessert every single day? Are you okay with making some sacrifices of, hey, I'm going to have to work out a lot more just to get this prize that you're looking for? And if you are, that's awesome and that's great. But if you're not, like, that's where you have to be realistic, because I talk to a lot of people, you know, just being in the area I'm at, they like to drink their wine. And so I have people who tell me they drink wine 3, 4, 5, even almost every day, but they want abs. And I'm like, well, you have to be realistic with yourself. You know, if you want abs, A, your diet has to be absolutely perfect. If you're going to drink any alcohol at all, you have to have your calories and macros all broken down perfectly, working out perfect. And then we don't even know with the alcohol if you'll still have it, but that's what I'm saying, is you have to make these sacrifices, you know, and for most people, the sacrifices aren't worth the goal. And that's just the honest truth. And so you guys just, I want you to think about that. You know, if you're the person saying, hey, I want to get abs, do it. You know, I'm gonna be the one to push you. I want you guys to do it. I want you guys to be messaging me, hey, this is how it's going. But I also want you guys to know, well, you better cut out the alcohol. You better cut out the desserts. You better start going to the gym at least an hour a day, or at least 30 minutes, and working out at least 5 to 6 days a week. And if you're saying to yourself right now, oh, I don't want to do any one of those things, well, I'm sorry. Like, for the most part, the abs, unless you already have them or your genetics are pretty good right there, and you just have a lower body fat, it's going to be a lot tougher than just, oh, I give up one thing for a day, or I give one thing up for a week. No, you're talking about, we're giving up things for weeks on months, and then you're having to keep a consistent lifestyle. And so I just wanted to bring that up because, again, at the gym, I'm just getting told all the time, I want abs, I want to look like this. And then I'm like, okay, well, you have to do this. And then it's, no, I don't want to. Well, okay. Well, then stop saying you want abs and go drink your wine. All right. So it's a little rant I'm going on, but it's just, I feel like a lot of people need to hear that, because people still want to eat their ice creams. People still want to drink. And I'm not saying that's wrong. It's fine. You guys can do that. But you have to be realistic. You can't do that and then be whining about why you don't have abs. So that's like my little rant for a diet, and going into, that's why you have to find what fits for your lifestyle. You know, if you know you like to have some drinks on the weekend, and you're just trying to lose a couple pounds, or you just want to fit a little better or look a little better for summer, then it's super simple. You know, we make a little adjustments, get you in a slight deficit. You're gonna work out, and you can still work out 3, 4 times a week and see good progress. And that's where you guys just have to, you know, what foods do you like? What foods do you normally eat? And what's something you can stay very consistent with? Because that's what this game is. That's what the success is in the fitness world, and in this journey called life of trying to be being fit while you guys are living your everyday life. It's got to be something you guys can honestly just maintain. And what I mean by that is, I wouldn't recommend someone to do keto if you're going to be going and you're at work and you have to go out for lunch with partners all the time, for like if you're in business and you have to do luncheons and stuff like that, because there's not going to be very many keto friendly options. And if that's going to affect your life, then maybe keto is not the best choice for you. So that's where I'm just going at. You guys have to just find what the balance, I guess. You got to find the balance of what fits your lifestyle and what fits what you like, you know. So I just feel like this is an important topic that not a lot of people talk about. They want the straight answer of keto, Atkins, the easy diet. And it's not, because I know so many people who do the diets, and they restrict themselves 2, 3 months. They look great, and then 2, 3 months later, they look just as bad as they did the months before they started the diet. And it's because they weren't able to maintain it. They went right back to their old ways. So again, you guys just have to find what works for you, and then just make that a lifestyle. So if you guys have any questions, please feel free to message me, comment on this, or even DM me. I have a fitness page, jacobmclaughlinfitness.com, and also I'm on Instagram. You can find me at jacobmclaughlinfitness. But I really appreciate you guys taking the time. Make sure you guys do something active and go live the life you want. I look forward to talking to you guys next time. Peace.